Namaste. So the question is twofold. One is, if one has the call of the divine and for some reason one refuses the call, what happens? I think we read the poem, The Dream Boat. It is one of the most serious things, follies one can ever do in life. But the call does not come about staying in ashram or Auroville. Call is the call to yoga. Okay. Call is the call to yoga. And if the call has come, within one feels one is meant to take up the path. And then one drops it or strays elsewhere or go somewhere. Now, that is different, that one is not able to put one's full thing in it. That's not called straying from the call. That's a different thing altogether. You are tackling with your difficulties. You may have attachments. You may have issues, problems of nature. That is, you are continuing the path of yoga, but with more difficulty or less difficulty. That's what Sri Aurobindo says in the synthesis, where one must know that one day I have to become fully sincere, because then only final success will come. But in spite of the call, one may proceed fast, or rather there are phases when one moves fast, there are phases when one moves slow. So call to the yoga stands. But if after the call one refuses, rejects it, or one comes and joins the ashram, let me put it like that, leaves it and goes away, these are things which have their consequences, sometimes quite serious consequences. What it means by consequences is that, well, call of the divine will stand. You just can't, it is bound to fulfill itself. Why? Because divine is called. But you have been pulled by the world. Let's put it very simply. Now, what we read in that poem, The Dream Boat, the world is not going to easily leave you, because now the forces know that this fellow will hold captive, make it difficult for the divine. And the divine will also not leave you, because you are divine's child. Once you have given, even for a moment, that's why the mother, this is a very beautiful part where mother says that, do not touch, it's a fire, do not touch yoga if you do not want to be more and more sincere. If the divine has called you, or rather if you have aspired for the divine, and the divine has said yes, then the whole world cannot keep you apart. So what will happen? This is a nice line by Kabir. Do patan ke beech mein sabut bachana koi. You know what are these do patan? Old time chakki. What is chakki called in English? Grinder. Grinder. So if you put something in between grinder, there is a stone below, there is a stone above, you will get crushed. So if one tries that no, I have a call for the divine, I'll see it later, I'll abhito, let me enjoy the world. Sufferings mount. They mount incalculably. Because the world will not let you go. And divine will also not let you go. So you are pulled by both hands. And you know who is going to succeed, that is also for sure. No human will can stand eventually against the divine will. But because you are not siding with the divine, you are going toward that part. So if the divine pulls forcibly, you will be destroyed. So he also exerts just that much pull, which will just keep you a little swaying toward this side. Now that's a very uncomfortable situation to be in. So if the call to yoga has come, take it seriously. Plunge. What will happen later on is a different story. It's an adventure. You will go through all the things. It's like a sailing of the ship. It's an adventure. But don't leave the call under any circumstances. Even if one is on deathbed and somebody says, you know what, why don't you take initiation from the other guru, that path, you know, you will get cured. Tell him that I prefer dying. That's what, you know, Nishtha, you remember, no? Nishtha had the same, mother had given the, Sri Aurobindo had given the name Nishtha. So she is president's daughter, then president of America, Woodrow Wilson. And during the war, special ship, and she was a very poor health even before she came to the ashram. She had kidney problem, this problem, 100 things. So naturally, fleet came to take her back. That you see, it's a war situation. If you have a problem, nobody can take care of your body, take care of you. And if you come there, we have the facilities, this, that. She said, yes, you can perhaps take better care of my body, but who will take care of my soul? And you see, Nishtha's samadhi, I won't use the word grave, is there in Kasnav. She's one of them whose samadhi is there. Now as to whether ashram or Auroville, well, I'll tell you again, it depends upon a deep occult choice which we don't have right now privy to. Some are meant to be in ashram, some are meant to be in Auroville, some are meant to work in centers outside, some are meant to be outside in the world. This is a very deep truth and whose threads, farther ends are only held by the divine. You cannot decide it on the basis of one life's little fraction of a moment. There are souls which have chosen, for example, right at the beginning, I'll work for you everywhere in the world. So he'll follow a different destiny. There are souls which have said, I just want to be near you at your feet. He'll follow a different destiny. Which is greater? Which is lesser? You must have seen that aphorism of Sri Aurobindo. It's there in the dining room, where he says, there are two things perfectly pleasing to God in his servant. One, who cleans his temple floors in silent adoration. And the other, who fights for his great battle for the consummation, divine consummation of humanity. Who is dearer to God? Arjuna? Or the gop and gopis of Vrindavan? Who is dearer to God? Lakshmana or Bharat? Or Hanuman or Angad? Think about it. So it depends on what our souls in the origin chose. So Auroville, ashram is a very concentrated place. It is meant if you want to give yourself completely to the divine. And of course his work. Intense plunge. It's in that sense it's narrow. It's like you have to go through that phase of narrowing down of concentration completely into the divine. Auroville is wide. You will feel it also. So it's wide, where every kind of thing is there, every possibility is there. So it depends upon what one's inner constitution is, your inner calling is. But both places are meant to for the same purpose. Auroville is the cradle of Superman. Ashram is also the cradle of Superman. That word, that famous dream. Now, of course, in Auroville you get that a dream. But that was written for ashram. That was in 1954 when mother said, this is what we tried, last part, this is what we tried to realize in the ashram in a small way. And there are many difficulties. That part you will see in Auroville pamphlet, it's not there, but it was meant like that. But then it's also true that that time Auroville had not come into existence. So always the mother had wanted that there should be a larger movement. But how will you have a larger movement when the place and space doesn't permit it? So that is how Auroville, of course there is a lot of history of Auroville, background, spiritual history. But I'm just telling you that its purpose was human unity and collaboration through Karma Yoga, divine works, in this great project, divine project of human unity. That's the ultimate project, unity in diversity, ekoham bhaivushyami. But here the object was complete union with the divine at every level. So it depends. Both ways you will end up ultimately getting onto the royal road to becoming a Gnostic being, here or there. But the paths are different. The ideal, if you want to put it as of now, is a notch lower if you go to Auroville that way. By lower, I don't mean in a pejorative sense, but in the sense that, well, it's enough if you have goodwill, mother's words, no? If you have goodwill and you want to strive for human unity, if you want to collaborate in the divine work, these are her words. For here, she wanted complete consecration to the divine and his work. So there is a little difference. Some are meant for this kind of life, some are meant for that. Both are moving toward the same divine, same goal, impelled by the same divine mother. Here, there is the personal side of the divine. Here it is mother in Sri Aurobindo. There it is mother in Sri Aurobindo se jada. It's like the ideal of human evolution going into the next level. So one does all kinds of things. Experimentation, endless experimentation. You may have the path of Dalai Lama through which somebody is moving. You may have somebody moving through some other practice. All kinds of things are there. Not that they are good or bad. That way people move. People move in different ways. So divine has to allow even for that. No, it's not like divine wants to dogmatically create a... This has the advantage that this has intense personal connect. But the disadvantage is sometimes that it can turn into a kind of religious formation. There you won't have possibility of a religion simply because everybody is trying their own thing and all kinds of things. But the other part is it can appear very impersonal. So it depends upon what your calling is. For me personally, personal connect with mother and Sri Aurobindo. Divine is all right, Parabrahma, Parameshwar, that's not what I feel connected with, honestly. For me, divine means mother and Sri Aurobindo. So for me, this is wonderful. But for somebody else, it may be, no, no, divine is the perfection you seek. All right, you can't say no, that is not a path, that is a path. For me, divine is truth. All right, go through that path like Raja Harishchandra. Still, path of truth is not easy, huh? Truth is not just facts. Raja Harishchandra followed the path of truth to its utmost. Every bit of dress from the body is snatched away. Follow truth, because truth ultimately you will discover that bare truth which is hiding behind all the appearances and coverings. That is the symbol of the story. Mother says truth is a hard and strenuous conquest, but some people prefer truth. That's why in the Gita you have these two paths. One is which is intensely personal. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He says the other one, tapasya, pantha, duratya, you try all kinds of things. You want to go your way. You don't want to surrender. So divine doesn't say, no, you have to surrender to me. He says, okay. And you will reach there only. That's what Arjuna asks Krishna. Where will they come? He says, they'll come to me only. I am the one who is helping them. They don't know it. He says, then what is the difference? He says, this is easier what I am telling you. And it's very delightful because he's walking with you. That difference is there. But when you walk with the divine, there is a tremendous pressure also. All the time there is... She's watching you. You can't just say ki... I mean... You understand, you know, what it means. She will not say anything. She is fully compassionate. But still, you know... Whereas there is another place where he is there, but as, you know... wide, impersonal, universality. So it's okay. So... but both places are wonderful. One has to choose for. I personally, like, though I want to be here because of just Mother and Sri Aurobindo's physical presence and the samadhi. But Auroville is wonderful. Centers are wonderful. And even there are places, individuals. So I feel that kind of vastness inside. But each one must choose for oneself. Any questions other related to Auroville, I think that's okay, no? Ultimately, it comes back to where you are destined and what you deep within feel.
If the call is for the place, like you said, the call is never for the place, but if the call is for the place,
then
my chance stay back.
No, staying back, chance is a different thing. Call for the place means you feel this is your place of destiny. That's a different thing altogether. Staying back is a different thing. That's like people come, they stay back for various reasons. Like for a child, somebody comes and then one stays back. Somebody has studied here, stays back. That is very different from feeling the call and the urge to be here and practice the yoga in the ashram. And if such is the call, respect it. Because it's definitely far better to make a mistake practically from the worldly point of view, than to refuse this inner calling. It is in general applicable in life. You have a calling for something, respect it and follow it. It doesn't matter, it may look impractical. People will tell you all kinds of things. It happened when I left Air Force, all kinds of things. premature retirement. Arey kya hai? Yoga can be practiced everywhere. All life is yoga. You have given talk. So they used to tell me, you have given a talk, all life is yoga. So why you want to leave? You can practice yoga in Air Force also. I said, yes, I know very well. But I have the calling to be here and I have to respect it. That's all. Logically, yes. Somebody else who wants to continue, perfectly fine. So it's not about right and wrong. You have to see within you. Don't imitate or follow anyone. But if you have the calling that you have to be in this place, be in this place. If you have the calling you should be in Auroville, be in Auroville. Divine would love it because he is given the calling. If you don't feel like being anywhere, you want to follow wherever you are in Timbuktu, do that. It's perfectly fine. Divine loves variety. That is, doesn't have the same thing on his menu, Hakka noodle, veg noodle, this noodle, all noodles. He loves variety. North Indian, South Indian, Mexican, Argentinian, French cuisine. Because that's how he has made this world, no? If he didn't want the variety in the world, if he wanted everybody to at one place, he would have made world like that, uniform world. But he doesn't like that. He himself doesn't enjoy it. So it's fine. But whatever you do, do it with joy. Not with a strain. Oh my God, now I'm outside. I have done some big sin. Guilt. I have, you know, some people always hang, I missed the bus. So many times the bus came, but they were looking for that one bus which has gone away. And it's okay, but don't, we take ourselves too seriously. That is the other problem. So, are what are we in front of divine? Nothing, you know, small little grain of dust. As if, you know, if we have missed a bus, he cannot know. Big sinner. You missed the bus, now suffer. So this is the other way you can look at it. Mother says that human beings too much think about, they take life too seriously. That's her words. That's why they suffer. Take it, okay. Bhagwan chali gayi, bus is gone. Please send me another. Cry, one day he will send you another. And tell him, this time, snatch me and pick me in the bus. Don't leave me to my choices. So he'll snatch you and pick you in the bus. Then further say, even if I want to go down, don't let me go down. Are you, have a relation with the divine. No, it's a joyous relation. Tell him that you have to manage me. I can't manage myself. My destiny is your hands. Then what happens in my life? I have told you already. You better be responsible for me. So he will say, yes, yes, I know. These are not my words. These are things which mother says the biggest problem with human beings is they can't surrender the sense of responsibility. We feel too responsible for our life as if we made it, we made our nature, we made everything. Tell her, mother, these are the things, I can't help it, please take me. Take me with you. Doesn't matter. I may go here, there, you catch me and take, catch me, no? Bring me back. You are the Sarvasaktiman, Sarvagya. But if you have that relation with the divine, he will be with you like that. If your relation is, no, I have to do yoga, tanke, then one day you stray, then you say, oh my God, I am a fallen man. Main to kichad ka hoon, I deserve only this. Then divine will even come and say, no, my child, you are not of the kichad, you are the lotus. No, I know I am a great sinner. I belong to the mud. Divine will say, no, my child, come with me. No, I don't deserve your grace. Then after some time you will say there is no grace. That's what she said is the problem of the adverse forces. They point out, you have this mistake, you have done that mistake, this mistake, that mistake. She says they are like beings sitting on the shoulders. You have seen those, no? Devils shown shoulders. And they will tell you, hey, you are a sinner. Hey, you did this mistake. See, you did it again. Oops, you fell again. So they keep on telling you. And then mother says, what is the problem with these gentlemen? She has used the word they are adverse forces. She says, originally they were meant to be instruments of sincerity. But the problem is, they don't believe in grace. So they push you. Then you will end up committing, because all the time you are chanting, I'm a bad person. So you end up doing those things. And then you go into guilt, which is much worse. Then you get into depression, then you get idea of unfitness, despair, then people give up life. It has happened, isn't it? People gave up their life, the chance, I mean, self-harm. So that route is not for man. Falling, rising, all these are part of the process of journey. It doesn't matter. I mean, they come inevitably, but hold on to her, and more importantly, let her hold us. And that can only be done through an act of love. So ultimate truth of wherever you are, in Auroville, Ashram, anywhere, ultimate truth is faith and love and surrender. Namaste.